As we continue to discuss the halachas of honey, as are discussed here in our Gemara, in Masechta Bechairis, Daf Zayin. So in our previous year, we discussed honey, and we quoted the machloikas of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yaakov, why honey is mutter. The Tanakhama's opinion was that honey is a secretion of the bee, meaning that the bee does not really in any way contribute to the production of the honey. It takes the nectar off the flower and puts it into the beehive and it turns into honey. And therefore, the Tanakhama's opinion was that it's mutter because it's not considered, therefore, yoytze min hatame, which is the primary issue discussed in our sugya, that a yoytze min hatame is tame. On the other hand, the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov was that honey is mutter because it's a gzeiros hakosef, as we mentioned in the previous year. But in the discussion of honey, there's another product called the royal jelly. The royal jelly is what the queen bee eats. It's what is also secretion of the bee. And although most bees only get to eat from that royal jelly at the beginning of their life, the royal jelly is something that the queen bee eats for the duration of its life. And scientists have found that the average lifespan of the queen bee is 40 times longer than the life of a regular bee. Moreover, the queen bee is much more fruitful than the regular bee. The queen bee could deposit 2,000 eggs a day. It's much larger than a regular bee. And therefore, it has been discovered that the royal jelly, which is the main food eaten by the queen bee, is very rich in all sorts of vitamins and proteins. And there are those that suggest that eating the royal jelly has very many medical benefits. It helps the immune system. It helps for infertility. It helps for very many different medical situations. And the question was, is the royal jelly mutter? So it's very interesting to point out. In our previous year, we discussed the kashrus of shellac. And we quoted the tshuva of Rav Moshe. We spoke about it at length. We're not going to review that shear. But basically, the svara Rav Moshe used for allowing shellac to be consumed was because Rav Moshe felt that shellac is similar to honey. It's a secretion of the lac insect. And therefore, just like our Gemara, according to Tanakhama, the opinion is that anything that's a secretion where the insect does not contribute to its production is mutter, here too it should be mutter. That was Rav Moshe's svara. Rav Moshe gave other svaras that we quoted in our previous year. We now have to take an opposite approach, say Paiskim. There's a tshuva on this issue in the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitzel Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Nun Tes. And the Tzitzel Eliezer says that the kashrus of the queen of this royal jelly will be dependent on this machlokes, but just the opposite results. If we say that the reason honey is mutter is because it's a secretion with the bee not contributing at all to its production, then he says
the royal jelly is not the same. Because there's no question that even one is going to say that the honey is, there's nothing that the bee really contributes significantly in the production of the honey, that everybody will agree that the queen bee contributes significantly in the production of the royal jelly. If, however, we're going to say that the heter of honey, as Rabbi Yaakov said, is a gzeiros hakasuf, so then it's a gzeiros hakasuf. And the gzeiros hakasuf says that honey is mutter, and we don't ask questions, and it doesn't have to be similar. So, as we quoted in the previous year, the opinion of the Rosh and the Ramban is that we paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, it's a gzeiros hakasuf. So it seems that the opinion of, according to them, royal jelly should be mutter. On the other hand, as we said in our previous year, the opinion of the Rambam is that that honey is mutter because it's just a secretion. If that's the reason, so now it, royal jelly, which is not similar, should not be mutter. As we quoted in our previous year, the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Pei Aleph Sif Tes quotes two opinions about honey. Because as we said in the previous year, as our Gemara says, the nafgamina between, another nafgamina which our Gemara suggests, between the opinion of the Tanakhama of Yaakov, is going to be regarding Dvash HaTzirim V'Gizim. If we say that's a special Gzeres HaKosef, then Dvash HaTzirim V'Gizim are not permissible. If we, like, if the other hand we say it's a re, if it's, if we say it's a secretion, it should be mutter. If we say it's a gzeres hakasuf, it should be asur. As we learned, the Shulchan Aruch says, dvash atzirim v'gizim mutim v'yesh mish asur. So the Shulchan Aruch is first quoting the opinion of the Rambam, and then he's quoting the opinion of the Rosh and the Ramban. We know that the klal in Shas is, the Steichemet discusses this, in the klal Yapoiskim, Simen Yud Gimel Oisches, that whenever the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, Yesh Misha Oisev, Yesh Mutav, Yesh Misha Oisev, we paskin like the first opinion. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion of the Rambam. If the Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion of the Rambam, then royal jelly should be usher. But another nafkamina in our Gemara would be, based on this machloikis, what would be the halacha regarding the urine of a chamor? If we say that it's a gzeiros hakasuf only on dvash, then the urine of a chamor would be asur. If we say that it's because it's a secretion, then it should be mutter. And indeed, the Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Machos Asuras Halacha Dalit paskins that the Mei Reglaim of Chamora Mutter. The Rambam is consistent with his opinion, because the Rambam's opinion is that the heter of honey is secretion, and that's why Mei Reglaim of a Chamor is also Mutter, because it's secretion. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, when he discusses the Mei Reglaim of a Chamor in Simen Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chol of Behem of Chaya Tameya, a treif of Tzira, Umei Raglaim, Asurim Kibesoro, V'yesh Mishimata B'mei Ragleha. Here, the Shulchan Aruch reversed his order, and he quotes the opinion of the Rosh and the Ramban first, and then he only quotes the opinion of the Rambam. So since we don't know, so now we can't say that the Shulchan Aruch preferred the opinion of the Rambam over the Rosh or the Ran, and the Ramban, or vice versa. And the Pri Chodesh clearly paskins that we follow like the opinion of the Ramban and the Rosh. So if that would be the case, royal jelly should be mutter. So therefore he takes, so it's interesting, even though it should seemingly be a suffix, the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't take that approach. The Tzitz Eliezer's approach is that the
that it should be considered mutter. That it should be considered mutter. One of the other reasons that the Ptoiskim are makel with it is because they never sell pure royal jelly. It's always mixed in with honey. With honey, which is certainly, as we're learning, mutter, and it becomes mutter and it becomes bottle. And many also say that it's mixed into the honey, not kavanos levatel, and it's not a maimed. It just, that's the way the royal jelly comes out. That's why many poskim are makel. And as we just learned, so is the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer. So is the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer. On the other hand, there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bach Tzitzal. In the Shailos Tshuvas, Mincha Shloima, Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Dalet Sif Beis, and he says that it's also. He only wants to be Mekel if it's for Choyla, even for Choyla She'en Boi Sakona. But he wants to say that certainly since it's not a secretion, we can't be quick to be makel and use the heter of honey on the royal jelly. And therefore his opinion, and that's the opinion that most hashgachas follow, that they don't approve and they don't give a hashgacha on the royal jelly, even though honey, certainly as we learn in our Gemara, is mutar.